This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ravens rookie minicamp coming up this weekend. After the draft of 25 is done, Bob Hattie, Vinny Serrato here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Now get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. We'll reveal that later in the program. From the Baltimore Banner, Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Gianna Han. Gianna, what is happening?
Not much, just enjoying a little bit more sun before I see we have like 10 days of rain coming up. So just in time for camp.
Well, that's unacceptable. But anyway, let's get to the Ravens. And before we get to the draft and Justin Tucker and the tenders that were and were not yesterday, the Derrick Henry extension. And we were talking about that, Vinny and myself, in the first hour. The timeline for that would be anticipated where? Because we think it's happening, right? It's inevitable, but when will this get all tightened up nicely here?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really had an update on it. We asked for updates on different things at the end of the draft, and they said they didn't have any, and then clearly they came out with the fifth-year options. But I think he has a few different things to work on because he's still working on that Tyler Linderbaum extension. But I think one thing you I don't know for sure. I can't speak to when it will exactly happen, but I know that June 1st deadline should any, as you mentioned, Tucker results come out, I think that will tell them more about where they are with their cap and will allow them to work a little bit more. And of course, there's just so many moving parts. You know, they also have the Lamar Jackson talks. That would change a lot of things if they were able to get an extension done with him. It would give them a lot more room to have an extension done with Derrick Henry. So definitely would like to have it wrapped up just for us to know, but have no clue where they're at with it.
When do you think we'll get word from the NFL on Tucker?
Yeah, that's another where they could take forever. You know, all these investigations have taken forever, but and they haven't given updates, but I would think that you would like to see it wrapped up if they're keeping in mind roster considerations also maybe around that June 1st deadline so that, you know, they can release him and get that. And then ahead of, I would say, the start of the season so that if they do need to make some moves, let's say Tyler Litt doesn't play out, so they know what they're going to be doing, whether they have a kicker or not. So I think if they keep football considerations in mind, I would say like towards the end of this off season, but again, they kind of work on their schedule and not on the football schedule. It depends on how they're moving with the investigation. Obviously the Banner did theirs and it took them a few weeks, but we don't know if they found other women or a woman who didn't talk to the Banner, where they are with that. So that's something they're keeping really, really close to the chest. And that makes sense because you don't want to compromise the integrity of the investigation.
Gianna, my guess is, knowing how the league does things, I would say Thursday, July 3rd at 5 o'clock, they will put it out. Because then there's a long weekend and no media for a long weekend. That's what I think. Now, the question on Tucker, too, is, all right, let's say it doesn't happen till July. Is he at OTAs and minicamp?
I think you'll see him there. I mean, he's been in the building working out, so I would assume that he would continue to show up to things because he's there right now, and they've made it clear. Unless they get some sort of indication either way which way it's going and they decide they don't want him there, but he's showing up right now, and he's talked to them about the fact that they were potentially drafting a kicker to replace him. So I might not, like, I could see why he wouldn't show up, but as of right now, he's in the building.
Now, Gianna, don't you think that a Lindenbaum extension will get done this summer? Just because they couldn't pick up the fifth-year option because of finances, you know? So I would imagine that they would probably want to get something done, don't you?
I would agree with that. I mean, I know Jonah Sewell will dive into this on the banner, but offensive linemen tags are the fifth-year options are determined by all offensive linemen positions, which kind of skewed it. So it didn't make sense financially, as you said. But that certainly doesn't mean they don't want him and they don't want to tie him up before, you know, his market price soars even more, before he gets a chance to talk to other teams. And even just, you know, peace of mind. I'm sure no one wants to be doing that once the season starts. So I would agree. I would say they want to get that wrapped up. And they have said they emphasize the line, and he's one of the most important parts of that line right now. So both between his skill and his veteran leadership now, which is kind of crazy to think of him as a veteran now, but they're going so young. So I would agree. I would think that they want that wrapped up pretty soon.
Now, Gianna, which of the draft picks, when we go out there on Sunday, which one are you looking forward to seeing?
I mean, we just, you know, they like all their draft picks, but I don't want to go basic and say Malachi, but I mean, I've heard such good things about him that might be a little bit of kind of a recency bias, since I'm working on a piece on him right now, so he's front of mind. But I would kind of like to see him and, forgive me if I can't remember how to pronounce his name, the round six corner, Bilal Pone, I think. I would like to see, like, they gave us a pronunciation. I do not have it in front of me. But it would be cool to see them practice together also, because they have been working out all offseason. Like, interesting to see their chemistry. I know he's a pick they're really excited about. He's got some interesting length, and he's a small school guy, so it's not like we've seen him just, you know, watching college football, like SEC, Big Ten. And then I'm also very biased. I love Aeneas Peebles' nickname, which is Fub, so I want to see him too, just because I want to see what Fub looks like out there.
His nickname, F-U-B is his nickname, Fub?
Yep.
Let's be careful, F-U-B. People, because we don't want to hear from the FCC, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, Gianna, what else do you think the Ravens are going to need to add?
I mean, as I'm talking about people's defensive line, yep. You know, they like him, but he's a little bit undersized. He's still young because he's a rookie. But that's something I think they probably wanted to address higher in the draft, and it just didn't fall that way. They truly are this best available team, and that wasn't what was best available at the time. But, you know, they lost this core piece, this veteran. They've got two really good guys at nose tackle and defensive tackle, but those guys both dealt with injury. It's a really grueling position, so I really think they need to add some depth there.
Gianna Hahn, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner here on the first day of May?
Yeah, Jonas and I are working on some different draft prospects. I mentioned Malachi. He's got his own things in the works. Just trying to introduce everyone to the newest Ravens.